So we'll get started then.
All right.
Am Mason, and I will be the referee for this episode, I believe, 9.
Yes.
Episode 9 of Traveler.
Two digits.
So thanks for joining us, and thanks for listening.
I'm Stan. I play Jadis Gant, a warrior chaplain.
And I'm Bailey. I play Tassan, a computer genius hacker cybernetic guy.
I am Chris. I play Ruben Glazer, the Harkoon retired naval engineer.
And unfortunately, Admiral Kane is still suffering from that really bad space burrito he ate, and now he has space illness.
Oh, hey, Ruben. One thing Admiral Kane wanted for y'all's ship is he wanted to hire Buzz as the steward. So don't forget to do that. Okay.
I like Buzz.
Okay, yeah. He's a really good cook, and his accent is awesome. And so, anyway, we got to remember not to let him go anywhere else. Because Admiral Kane will be really mad if you let that happen, Ruben.
And we are skipping right past the recap.
Sorry, I had to get that out of my brain.
That's okay. I like the enthusiasm. The recap should be short, though. We did get off the planet.
Yes.
Yance. Yes for leaving Yance. Yes, and we found out that Jadis was conflicted about the conflict he was in. And what was the one I did?
That's a good question.
I have one similar. Yeah. Redundancies.
Uh-huh.
They're built in. But anyway, we got off the planet, and unfortunately, though, while the crew wanted to go to Eureka, and the Captain Kegel wanted to go to Methodian, which is where he was going, and now that's where you find yourself. But he has quite the ship. Very unusual.
Yeah, jump 5, high tech, very cool. Unusually cool.
The Neelius, if I remember correctly.
That is correct, the Neelius. And that was just moments ago when you stepped off of his ship. All of your supplies, those which are illegal, they're put into like secure lockers and stored on base. And whenever you get a new ship to leave, you go and you turn in your little ticket, and then they'll deliver it to your ship, right? So that you can get your stuff and take it with you.
Okay.
It's basically checked in baggage claim.
Okay. So that's right where our stuff's at.
Yeah. And so we left off. You were just standing there. It's a very busy hub. Lots going on. Because this is the capital for this barony, Kowloon Barony, in this particular subsector. So very active. Lots of people going around. Some people trying to hawk off random goods, you know, little stalls. Like you get in the mall, you know, they're in the middle. And there's this guy. And he's like, you sir, he's for your wife. And he's trying to get you to buy some cologne and things like that. All sorts of random stuff going on. Okay. I believe you guys wanted to go do shopping. Also, you do still have the ship recorder, the flight recorder from the downed vessel.
Yes.
Alternatively, you could have left that with Captain Kegel to turn in.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's the captain of the vessel that found you guys and brought you in. I mean, you could leave it with him.
Yeah, because I don't think there's anything remarkable about what's on there. We don't think, and we don't suspect foul play or what have you. So I think just turning in the flight recorder should be just a business as usual thing.
Yeah.
So I would leave Captain Kegel to do that. And then the other thing is I would want to say goodbye. Ruben, you want to say goodbye to the Lassett family, right, Emma? And
Britain,
in fact, I will buy some of those trinkets that people are selling just as gifts, going away gifts.
Oh, awesome.
Them.
Awesome.
So
you'll spend...
For the girl,
mm-hmm.
I'll see if I can find a plush harpoon stuffed animal.
Oh, a harpoon dog. Because that would not be at all offensive to the harpoon. You don't find specifically a plush harpoon toy, but you do find like a plush dog toy.
Okay. I will buy that one.
I feel like maybe they wouldn't make toys. unless it was like an action hero like
Space.
Oh yeah.
Space isn't all that enlightened.
Captain Mega Harkoon, you know.
Yeah.
This is ray gun.
That's no, right. Maybe you know what? I mean, we make like human babies and stuff like that. So maybe, and there's probably a harpoon here. So you could find a harpoon toy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's probably some harpoon character that's.
Yeah. Well, popular. I'm sure like there's harpoon who live here. It's a capital. It's, you know. It's,
or maybe we have like an epic mythology, like the Iliad or something.
Oh, right.
So a character, you know.
He's got like
a character from that or something.
Roman armor on or something.
Right. I can't think of any good, funny names for a. dog style Iliad, so I'm not even going to bother with the ones that came up. I was like, yeah, it's going to
the dogacy.
The dogacy. Oh boy. Okay, yeah, so how much do you want to spend on this thing?
I'm getting something for her and for them. I'm going to get I don't know, something practical, like just a pack with supplies in it or something.
Okay.
I don't know how much they lost in the in the crash or anything, but
I could spend this looking up. I'm going to say you can get a plush doll for 10 credits.
Okay.
And you can find like a little pack of supplies for 30.
Okay. That sounds reasonable.
Yeah. So you spend that out of your huge chunk of thousands of credits.
Yeah.
In your pension plan you get from being in the Navy and all that stuff. All right. So you buy these supplies.
Yep.
Okay.
I will buy them and gift
wrap
them.
Okay, you gift wrap them. You find the Lasset family, and they're in the lounge. The dad, it's Bryn. He is arranging for passage to Claudia because that was their initial destination anyway. And so he's in that area of this part of the space station where you would find passage for that kind of thing.
Bryn, Selna, Emma.
And they turn around, and Emma gets excited, and she starts waving. She's like, oh, hey, Ruben. And
hey.
The Bryn's like, oh, hey, Ruben, how's it going?
Good, good. Have you found passage already?
Not yet, working on it. I don't think we ever really got a chance to thank you and your friends for what you did for us.
Well, it should be me thanking you, really. I got a chance to play with Emma here.
And she's like, yeah, she gives you a hug.
She's a little cutie. In fact, I have some going away presents for you guys.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that.
You're right, I probably shouldn't have, but I did anyway.
And they laugh. It's a happy time. Emma's very excited when you give her.
Now, I've taught Emma, and I greet her in the traditional Harkoon way.
Oh.
Which is...
Oh, no.
All of us, I think, we're in the same place. Oh,
no. Which is?
A little bit of sniffing.
Well, there's that. But no, the according to
this is gonna be canon now.
So actually you told me this.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, where they raise their necks up to each other.
Oh, like expose their throat.
Yeah, a sign of kind of well, it's like shaking the hands.
Yeah, it's like a sign of trust or submission.
Yeah.
Kind of,
so you kind of like raise your neck up as a sign of vulnerability to them. So I've taught her that, and so when I see her we kind of do the little.
That is interesting.
I can't claim credit for that. I feel like I need to give credit to Jim Butcher, the author.
Oh.
He wrote a series called The Codex Alera that has a dog race in there.
Uh-huh.
I just thought it was like the coolest little nuanced thing as they
that's fantastic.
When they would greet each other, they would tilt their head exposing, you know, their throat. But the degree to which you exposed the throat was based on who you were greeting. Like if they're way up the chain to you, you bow farther.
Okay.
Like you bet, you know what I mean? Like
like a Japanese.
Yeah,
like
how low do you bow?
The higher up you are, the less you bow. Or in this case, tilt your head. Yeah.
Fascinating.
Or if you want to show a lot of respect. So I got it from that. I thought it was just a really cool nuance. So I got to give Jim Butcher the credit for that one.
Well, high five to
also
to
fantastic Jim. Series.
Yeah. So that's what I do. I give her the little neck greeting, and then
she does it too. And it's like it's big, big. It's a big broad. And then did you already give her toy?
So then I hand out the gifts. And I say I've got some gifts. Okay. Some going away gifts for you. And in this setting, I don't know. Do I already know how to contact each other in the going forward, or do I just give them the equivalent of a? You identification number or how does that?
Yeah, we can say you did that when you were on your week jump trip.
Okay.
You know, and if so you didn't, you can do it now. Yeah, you guys have exchanged like, hey, here's, you don't have a ship yet, so you don't have like, here's our transponder code, because you don't have that yet. But they tell you we're going to Claudius, and it gives you, hey, I'm working here if you're ever in town.
Okay, so I can
come by and say hi.
So we've done all that, so yeah, I just give them the gifts. And say,
nice, and she instantly tears into it. Emma just rips it open, and she and the mom and dad, they all, you guys kind of sit down, and it's like this nice sweet moment, and they open their gifts, and she's excited, and gives you a big hug, and she's, I'm gonna call it Ruben, Mama, and she's like all excited.
Aww.
Yeah. And the mom and dad are very touched, and they give you thanks, and there's some embracing, and Emma's sad because she's like just starting to sink in, like, oh, you're leaving. And like, I mean, I serve you again. So she gets really sad.
So I'm not really leaving. You have little Reuben to take with you.
Yeah, little Reuben. But as you leave, like, she tilts her head, and then she tilts little Reuben's head.
Oh, nice.
Aww. Yeah.
A little Harkoon tear comes to mind.
She even, like, goes, come on, little Reuben. And she says, bye. And she, like, tilts little Reuben's head.
I give her just a little mini howl.
Yeah. And then, so it's really sweet. And then he goes back to looking for stuff and, you know. Right.
So we'll be in touch. You guys travel safe.
Good, good. Well, thanks. And you too. You as well.
Thank you.
You're going to Eureka, so.
If you stay. We're off to there. In fact, I have to go find passage myself.
Well, good luck.
Thank you so much.
And then go back. And then, you know, as you leave, you hear Emma, like, playing with little Reuben.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. It's a touchy very moment.
Cool. Totally awesome.
All right, so you want to go look for passage? Is that the first order of business?
That's my recommendation.
Sure. Okay.
Should be quick.
Yeah. We'll swing back by. Is there a directory where you can look up people staying in the station? So, for example, I want to find Buzz, the Cajun cook.
Yeah, yeah. You can. So every time you go onto a station, there's like a registry. You just check in, right? And it's not like a police state thing. It's just for a number of reasons, right? Like you guys, for example, you survivors of a crashed ship. Well, they want to know you're on the ship, and you give them like a little code so they can contact you on your personal comms. Because if they have questions about what happened, they'll reach out to you, kind of thing. And then you leave and check out as you go. So it's just not like police stay. They're tracking your every move, kind of thing. So there is a registry on there. So you can go over and it's like a concierge kind of desk.
Okay. So I'll find out, would I intercom him, or would I just find his room and go to his room?
System here. So you can walk up. And it's not touchscreen. You just talk to it. You say, hey.
Searching for...
Concierge, I'm looking for so-and-so. And it was like, searching.
And okay. So I will do that for Buzz.
Okay. So you do that and you find Buzz. He's booked a room. And says, hey, he's staying in this particular... And there's like little hotels around the airport. You can get a room. And he's got a room at... which place? What's the name of the place he's staying?
Oh, the name of the...
Yeah, we're just getting
It's going to be the
Dark Matter.
Ooh, there you go. There you
the
go.
Dark Matter.
It's at the Dark Matter in subsection 3, level 5.
So I will head down there. And...
So you head down and knock on the door. And yeah, who is it? Oh, I don't think I've got Buzz's voice.
That was close.
I got it in my bayou.
There we go. Throw in a few.
And you hear some mumbled response come to
Buzz.
Hey, that was about the space dog friend.
What did you say?
Buzz, it's Reuben. I don't know if you remember me from the crash.
And the door comes open, and just the cloud of spices and stuff just come out, and it's very spicy spices.
Do harcoons like spicy stuff? Individual taste?
You're the harcoon at the table.
Personal level.
Right. We have a strong sense this of smell.
Like,
right. It probably smells more intense to you than it does to him.
But if it's delicious to a human, it would be delicious to a dog.
Typically.
So even more so because it smells.
Yeah, good. You're probably swallowing.
So, already. I'm like, that smells great, right. Buzz. What do you got cooking?
He's like, oh, come on in, everyone. Come on. He looks outside. No one else came to save me?
Well, they're all shopping and doing stuff. You know, I'm supposed to get passage to our next destination in Eureka. In fact, that's why I kind of want to came to talk to you.
But I don't fly ship.
Well, I know, but we're looking for.
And this room ain't going nowhere.
Listen, the our group, we have a ship waiting for us. Mm-hmm. We have a ship waiting for us
in Eureka. Okay. Yeah,
let's double checking.
Yeah, it's been your long. Ship yep. shares and Admiral Kane's ship shares.
So we have a ship waiting for us in Eureka. In fact, we were on our way there when we had that terrible crash on. Death planet, and but we would love to make you a partner with us on the ship, to be a steward on our ship.
Partner, like give me ownership of the vessel.
I think crew.
Crew, yeah. Like we want to hire you as crew.
I get got hope out there.
With it's like crew plus, right? It's like your premium crew. So you might we might work out some kind of deal where. You might have part ownership because you're coming in on the ground level, you know.
I knew I liked you.
The long and the short of it is we love your cooking and we want you to come with us. And so we wanted to work out a deal, or maybe if you wanted to come with us to Eureka and see if...
I got a pretty good job. I'm been cooking out here in this little restaurant that opened up. I'm going to be the head chef.
You're the head chef?
Well, I'm applying for the job. That's why I came out here.
Oh, I see. You could be the head chef on our ship.
Steward.
I have absolute say over all the food that goes on the ship.
I say yes.
I went in there late, run the road there, interference, backseat drivers.
Jadis might give you a little hassle because he's got kind of a...
That's right, Jadis, he's a good guy.
Yeah, but you know, you have the full control of the kitchen.
I get my own quarters?
Your own what?
My own place to live, my own quarters.
Quarters.
Oh, I thought you said chorus. I was like, we have to hire a chorus.
Oh, that's a chorus.
It's Buzz. He's coming to cook.
Well, I wouldn't mind singing, but
that'd be kind of cool. I have a chorus with you. Everybody. But yes, your own quarters, of course. Of course.
What's the pay going to be like?
Well, that's a good question. We're working on a pay structure for the future crew right now.
With incentives and insurance.
401k. The crash really disrupted our business plan for all this.
What about dental? And he smiles and he's like three teeth. I'm kidding. He's got more than that.
Like, yeah, wait, at least 8 teeth.
Pliers. Clink.
There. Took care of that.
I'll get together with the guys. We'll show you what we can offer you. And then if it doesn't work for you, that's fine. We just thought we'd love your cooking style. We love hanging out with you. And if it works out for you to come with us, that's great. But if it's better for you to be the head chef at this restaurant you're applying for, we understand that too.
Well.
And while you're thinking about it, I want to try whatever that is you're cooking.
That's not ready yet. I'm making my space gumbo.
Oh, yeah. You got to let that simmer. Let it simmer.
You got to let it simmer. Just got to start it. It's just not cooking.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm changing his accent. It's like, no,
it's all bad. Spot on.
It's all right.
I think so. Yeah.
So I tell you what, it should be ready by dinner time. And
I'll get the guys. We'll come back and we'll talk to you at dinner time. Would it be okay if I brought the guys with you?
Yeah, you bring them on.
You have enough?
I mean, yeah, it'd be a small fit, but we all just brought the table, get a couple chairs here and make milk crates. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we make it work.
All right. Well, good. My mouth's already watering.
I can tell that, but
great.
It's very good. My mom, my great, 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 great grandmother's recipe.
That's a lot of greats.
Mm-hmm. I lost count. It'll be a different number every time. He really just got it from the back of like a jumbo bag.
That's right.
Like a gumbo bag at the store.
Macaroni gumbo. Kraft gumbo and cheese. Mason, I almost made Mason spit out the water. He was trying to sneak in between microphone talking.
Yeah, so Buzz.
So, all right, cool. Yeah, great. Let's do that. We'll be back. You don't mind me in bringing him along. I mean, we'd be happy to pay if that's going to...
Pay for food?
Yeah.
You saved my life on a plane back there. You let me shoot a gun. My cooking.
Well, all right. Well, good. Right.
You consider yourselves friends, and you're welcome anytime, my house.
Buzz, you are the man.
Well, I know that, but I'm just a cook, man.
Well, you're the cookiest man I've ever known.
Cox and eyebrow. That's right, I am. I'm the most cookiest of all them cookie men.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to go get some passage. See if I can get passage.
And he goes, and he started gumbo. And then he like walks out.
So leave him to his thing. And
I need to write down that
he's gumboing.
He's gumboing. Is that a thing? Gumbo.
And about that time, Ruben, I contact you on the my comm dot.
Yeah, Jade, like, what?
Ruben, I don't know if you had any luck over there, but I was going to start to do the passage investigation, and I was going to check with Captain Cagle.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to come with you?
Yeah, let's go together.
All right, I'll meet you over by his ship.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. And
let's not take Dasan.
Oh, yeah, I didn't want to have to say that. Yeah, I agree.
I don't think you could. Dasan has found...
He's shopping...
Delgan's Electronics Emporium.
Ooh, he'll be there the whole time.
and you know he left because... He found something that piques his interest because he was rambling on about something and then just mid-sentence went just silent. And you look over and you're just standing there and it's just... For him, it was like...
Oh, right.
Yeah. And he's... you lose him in Delgon's Electronics Emporium. I'm right there.
Christmas morning for Dasan.
Right.
We need to take him to the store more often so he's silent for a little bit.
All right. We'll just get like a gear catalog.
Yeah, and
we'll just, anytime it's like overwhelming, we'll just like, Tassan, look at all this stuff you could buy on the next planet.
Like a holographic gear catalog.
Oh, yeah, right.
He'd be hours in that.
Oh, let's do it.
No doubt. All right. No doubt.
I'm in.
Good idea. Okay. Those table exercises.
I didn't bring it up.
Oh, no.
And okay. 1, 2, 3, 4 1, 2, 3
Oh, man. Okay, so you guys are going to go find...
Captain Cagle, actually, the one and only
Captain Cagle.
So you guys, so like, you do, like, you leave the ship, and all this just starts happening. Right,
yep.
Away.
Right.
Okay.
And so Ruben and I connect, and I just try to get Captain Cagle, on the comm, if that's possible. I don't know if he's give us his number.
You can go to you can go to the ship and.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the ship and.
Or use like the stations, because comm to.
Yeah, him. So I'll go to like a station, like a console. And dial and the ship and see if he may not be on the ship, but
sure. So you dial the ship and ring and hear,
hello.
Yes, this is. Yeah, this is Jadis Gant. I was wondering if Captain Cagle is there.
Captain Cagle's away right now.
Oh, is he on the station? I need to inquire about passage on his ship. I should have done this before, but
oh yes, you can talk to me.
Oh really? Okay, very good.
I am his first mate. What's his first mate's name?
His name is Smed Callis.
Smed.
Smed Callis.
Callis.
Adrian.
Is
Smed.
He a Callis man?
He,
how do you spell Callis?
It's like Kegel, but only the K is the same.
I was like, what?
It's K-A-L-I-S.
Callis, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Smed is S-C-H-M-E-G-D, right?
It is now.
Yeah. Okay, cool. He's like, yeah, this is first mate Callis. You'd like to book passage?
Yes, I would like to inquire about your rates. We have 4 people.
Should probably also buy it for Buzz.
Oh, 5. Make that 5.
If you want Buzz on, you have Buzz and you leave him on the other side of the
potentially game. 5. Yeah, potentially good luck 5.
Rendezvousing with us.
It's not confirmed, but we may have a 5th.
Right. So, and I take off all our names. He should be familiar with all of us at this point.
Aren't you that batch of people we saved on that planet?
We are. And we got on the station, and we would like to do some shopping, but we just wanted to see what the possibility was of booking passage with you with the idea of hiring you to make it to Eureka.
To Eureka?
Eureka.
Hold on a moment. No, looks like it'll take us 2 jumps to get there. So what kind of passage do you want? We can offer middle passage, basic, or low berth.
Basic.
Basic would be great.
Basic would be great.
Well, the first jump is 9,400 credits per person.
Per person.
The second jump is 8,600 credits per person.
Ah. All right. Well,
if I get out my handy dandy...
It's 18,000 for the whole thing?
Per person?
Yeah. You said 9,400.
Yeah, that's 18,000.
Yep.
Okay,
first.
That's 18,000 for both for the full thing, full passage.
Per person, yeah.
Per person, yeah.
So 18,000. You have 5 people.
It's 90,000.
So $90,000.
All right. Well, I can afford my passage. I'm not telling Smed this, but
you're not telling Smed what?
I was going to tell him.
No,
that I could afford it.
That sounds fine. Would there be any kind of a discount we could get for work that we could provide for you? For example, I am a retired naval engineer with specialties in mechanic, navigation, and electronics communications and engineering. So I could potentially help out in that area. We have our computer expert, who's not with us right now, Tassan, but who Captain Cagle knows of his computer skills and commented on it. You obviously need prayers for the group, so we have Jadis the chaplain who can help
Well, the ship's fully staffed, so we don't actually need assistance with anything.
Yes, yes.
And barring some kind of catastrophe, there won't really be any work we need from you.
True, true. I just thought I'd ask.
No, fair question, yeah. But we're just fully staffed.
And so, we might have a Cajun chef, so if you like Cajun food, we might be able to swing something there, too.
Ooh, Cajun food really leaves a stench.
Did I say Cajun?
That's awesome.
I meant English food, potatoes and smashed peas. No stench at all. Very good.
No stench
White
at all.
White bread.
No flavor either.
No flavor. No stench. Look, I'm not against Cajun food. But
water. A lot of water.
That kind of discounts I'd have to talk to the captain, but I can't imagine he's going to agree to that.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Let me ask you, how soon would you be ready to depart? One standard day, would that work for you, or do you have business that you need to conduct?
The captain has some business he's needed to finish conducting, but once he's done, we can leave. I think it was going to take at least 2 days.
Oh, 2 days? Okay. So 2 or 3 days, give or take, you'll be available?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
If you're booking for passage, you can... Once you pay for passage, you have it. You can get onto the ship,
and not have to pay
and load your stuff up. And no, you can't stay. No, you can't stay on the ship. You can just start loading your stuff up.
Oh, okay.
If you want to stay on the ship, we can work out room and board fees.
Okay. Very good.
Very good. We will get back to you.
Yeah, thanks. We'll be back with you very soon.
Which you probably know this. It's cheaper just to get room and board on the space station.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because these are facilities built for that kind of thing.
Right.
Captains usually they don't want people just lingering on their vessel.
Okay.
Yeah, so they charge higher price for
really good.
So paying for Buzz, the split would be $21,600 each. Right. If we include Buzz in our split.
And it's safe to assume you'll have to pay for Buzz.
I assumed so.
And for Tassan, since he's holding back all his cash to buy electronics.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
All right.
Now, if you want to try to negotiate, you can roll some...
It's actually 2250. It's 225. I divided wrong. So
I was going to ask that. I was wondering if there was some kind of roll we could make for
persuasion. Yeah, so there's I think the skill is barter.
I have a jack of all trades.
I do not have it here. I've got the skill list. Or broker, I think.
Diplomat?
Oh, yeah, probably broker.
No, broker.
Streetwise? Steward?
Broker?
No.
Okay, I was just listing out skills.
I think it's actually, surprisingly, it's still broker.
Which is not
gun combat, we could take the approach.
That's the Admiral Kane method.
As we did with the guards.
Right, so that's the Admiral Kane method.
That is one method of doing it.
Put down your weapons.
So it's a broker
if I shoot
skill
you?
Check.
Yeah, they do have security guards on the station, I'm quite sure, so...
Yeah, and all you guys are going to be able to carry legally are shotguns.
Right.
That doesn't mean you can't pull out some other thing, but...
All right, well, I don't have broker, but we can still make the roll, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, you've got a boon.
Yeah, you have a boon.
Oh, yeah, I gave you a boon from...
For your...
If you want to use it.
I do, actually. It seems like a reasonable...
It seems like a great time to use it.
Use for it. And any...
I would have said your social...
Would I add my social to it?
Yes.
Which plus two.
Mm. So you're effectively at a minus one then.
Mm.
But you got
boon. But you hit the boon.
All right.
Here we go.
That's a good start. It's getting better.
Ooh, that's two sixes.
I mean, it can't get any better. It actually can't get any better.
What? He got
two sixes.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
Are you
kidding
me?
That was the better
one.
Here
comes the third one. Here comes the boon.
That's a two.
So...
So that was the remove that. So 12 plus
one.
2, which is.
Yeah, plus 2, 14.
Minus
3.
3, so
11.
11.
Yeah. So 11. So target number, I rolled a 6 and a 1, plus is 2, puts me at 9. So you got an effect of 2. I think we'll say each percent, each bonus is.
Maybe 5%?
Yeah, that's what I was going to go with.
So a 10% discount?
Yeah, 10% discount. Which isn't too shabby.
That is good.
That's really good. You'll take
a good time and have fewer missed jumps.
So it's 16.2 each. Which would make our total if we pay for Buzz 22.50.
22.500 or 22.50?
20,250.
Oh, okay.
So the first mate
Kalis. Or Kalis. All right. That's agreed upon price. If you want, I would suggest you pay now, and then I will let the captain know we have work taking.
So if we pay for 5 now and only 4 of us show up, you just refund our credits?
Yes. We'll consider it until we leave space.
It's basically a holding fee, right?
Yes.
That's reserving our spot.
Exactly. Until we leave the dock, if you need to. Now, we can't refund everybody, but we'll refund one person.
Okay. Well, there's one of us who may or may not come. The rest of us should be...
And we can confirm very quickly.
Yeah. So I'll do that. I'll put down... I'll put down for mine, and then if you guys pay for yourselves, and then I'll cover the rest of what we don't have. And Kane can probably cover some of that as well.
I'm pretty sure Kane's got the cash to cover his.
Oh, yes.
As many years as he spent in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
So are you able to cover the...
I'm able to cover my fee.
$20,250, since we're paying for with Buzz, and then we'll get refunded.
It's $20,000. This is not with
Buzz.
It's Smid hearing us, right?
Yeah. We're stepping aside. Yeah,
any conversation you guys want to have by yourselves.
So I think we said for the four of us, splitting the fees to cover Buzz, it would be 20,250 credits. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, correct.
That would leave me with a little over 7,000 credits to spare because I've got 27,500.
Okay.
So I'm okay with that.
I am good.
I think we need to get on
Can we buzz Tassan?
We need to buzz Tassan before he literally blows every credit he has in the gadget store.
It may be too late.
It may be. We get on the horn. Tassan.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Jadis?
You will need to pay $20,250 in order to get passage to Eureka with us. So don't spend all your money.
Okay, that seems like a lot, but okay. All right, yeah, let me put this back and put this back and probably that. That reminds me, could you ask Ruben? I just need some of his fur to get the price down on this one thing. So could you tell? I just need a little clipping of fur.
You're selling parts of Reuben?
Just fur. Because I was telling this guy here at the store how soft his fur is, and it's like remarkably soft. And so, just tell Reuben I'm going to need like a locket. Well, actually 5 lockets. I may have promised more. So, but that'll help. That'll give me enough money to
right
get there.
Here,
What's he saying?
Hey, Reuben?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, we just need your money. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, yeah, keep your fur healthy.
Wait, what?
Do you have any scissors?
Is that
Ruben?
A human saying, keep your fur? Is that? I haven't come across that idiom.
Yeah. Keep your fur healthy and shiny and soft and bring me some scissors.
Don't drop your pencil. You too, Tassan. Keep your fur.
Okay, well, I don't have any. Ruben, I'm a human.
You make no sense, Tassan.
All right, yeah, I'm in for my portion.
All right, over and out, off air. When Tassan's not on the mic, I tell Ruben, he needs some of your hair. He sold some of your hair.
What?
I don't, you can call him back if you want, but...
Is that what he meant when he said...
He literally means he needs a sample of your hair. He sold it to, it's part of his negotiation for whatever, who knows what gadget.
I'm going
to
bite that boy. And not in a good way.
Yeah, he may need it.
He sold my hair.
He sold your hair. I know.
What am I going to be, a bald harpoon walking around on the ship?
There's no such thing. It's just when you shave off all the hair of a harpoon, there's just shoes.
I didn't think any humans knew that.
Oh yeah, maybe you could shave it in a place that's maybe there's a spot that's normally under your clothing.
Careful how you finish that sentence. I'm trying to find preemptively trying to find where it talks about the cost of hiring people to do jobs on the ship.
Oh,
yeah, I have no idea.
And I'm not crew cost. I'm not finding it.
It might be in another book.
I'm sure we would offer him rate for being a steward. We can look that up off air.
I'll figure it out. I just thought it'd be fun if I could find it, but no, it's not working because I didn't think about that.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
All right. Okay, Ruben, it sounds like Tassan's shopping. We've got passage booked, so I think the next thing
Not yet.
So we'll return to the first mate, step back. We step back to discuss and call to San, so we'll just
okay.
come up just and to enter our it. Credits to officially...
Oh, yeah, we do.
And he comes down to the door. Okay. You know, he would have done that, this conversation, so you're not just intercom.
And Captain Kane emerges from his burrito-induced coma, pays his credits, and returns back to...
Okay. Yeah, so he... So just go ahead and deduct however you want to do it, so you know you paid okay. for your thing.
Yep.
Okay. For your passage. And First Mate Callis is all right. Ship's booked. I'll let the captain know. Be back here within by end of the second day. 2 days from now.
Very good. Okay. Very good. We will do it.
Thanks for flying, Elias.
And you said we can start bringing our gear on any time now.
Yeah, so what you would do is you would go down. You get like a passage thing, you know?
Yeah.
And you go down to the baggage claim.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, hey, here, I'm on the ship. I'm leaving on this date. And they'll arrange to deliver
okay.
your goods. So you know, the goods that were illegal goods, right? Because they know that people will move from one ship to the next. So they just... keep it locked in baggage, and yeah. then you just bring over your slip, and they'll deliver it for you.
Okay, so we can do that on the way to. Yeah, so we meet to San.
You know, that happens on your way, and they.
You know, like with low passage, we're going to share a room.
What's that?
With low passage, we'll have to, or with basic passage, we'll be sharing a room.
Yeah,
you read that. Yeah. To San is hyped.
Who could sleep with to San?
Rooming with Dasan, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jadis, can you scratch my back? Get off me.
Where do babies come from, Jadis?
Oh, no.
Where do Harkoon babies come from? Do you like my mustache?
Oh, boy.
Okay, so you guys find Dasan. So we're rewind to time a little bit and from Dasan's perspective. So... you see this thing, Delgon's Electronics Emporium, D-E-L-G-O-N.
D-E-L?
G-O-N. D-E-L-G-O-N.
Okay, Electronic got Emporium. It.
And they say, and you just vaguely hear them mumble something and walk off. And what they were telling you is we're going to go public passage, but you at that particular moment, you didn't care.
Right.
And in you go.
All right.
Okay. And it's... it's like, imagine like Fry's Electronics in space.
Okay, all right, awesome.
Yeah.
I'm about to go to Eureka, but I just need to buy a few things before I go, and this shop looks really awesome. Do you have, I was thinking if I'm going to be living on this ship that I think I possibly might be living on, or maybe I'll buy it from my mom back in Eureka, a domestic servant robot, right? It's
out of game. It's kind of like just like a Roomba, apparently, right?
Just don't let the Harkoon poop on the floor.
I've seen those videos.
And then I also needed a sleep inducer, and then I need a safe, and then also, do you have these things? Are really cool, and I've read about them on, and it's called a sphere of solace, and it basically it takes a, it like if you have a room on a ship, it makes it silent in there, so you can sleep really good. You can't hear anything, and I would think that'll be really great for sleeping on a ship because I've never slept on, I have oh, rarely slept
God,
on a
I
ship.
God, I hope they have that.
So that's what out of game. They don't have the tech level to have the computer I want, so that's okay. why my list is dramatically gone down. I have to reconfigure my computer for the tech level, so I'll have to do that on Eureka. So
okay, so right. you the things you've listed will be on here in the tech level.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I selected all the stuff that's the tech level for this. Right. All right.
So you talk to a salesman, and the salesman goes, he's like, oh my goodness, you got a lot of the things on the list there.
I do. Man, I love your accent.
You just spit it all out at me really fast, like.
Right. Right. Well, I do that. You want me to write it good. Down for you or something?
Now that
or?
I've got a pin, I've got a data pad.
Okay.
You're looking for these things, and he's like, doop, 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 doop.
Okay.
And he's like, we don't do drugs, so we don't have a sleep inducer. You need to go to like a pharmacy for that kind of thing.
Well, it's like it's a little electronic device, sleep inducer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Out of game?
Yeah, out of game is actually in the catalog.
Oh, I thought it was like a...
Yeah, it's okay. It's like a sleep inducer, like I guess it's like a white noise machine.
Oh.
Right.
I was thinking like pills.
No. It's like a white noise machine.
Okay, so if it's electronic based.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, if you have...
yeah, it's kind of rare, I mean, but...
Are they rare?
No, but oh.
It sounds, like the GM doesn't know.
No, tech level. They're tech level 10. So.
Oh, and this is 12?
12, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, we got those things. We can find them for you. Do you, want me to go get them for you? Do
yeah,
you
yeah.
Why don't you shop around a bit?
Hey, have you ever met a harpoon before?
I have met a harpoon before.
Do you know how soft their fur is?
I've never touched one before.
So, okay. Yeah, you get the stuff and I'll think about the harpoon thing.
Okay. Why, may I ask, are you thinking you're just going to stand here and think about the harpoon thing?
Oh, no, I was thinking if you don't like have a harpoon that works here, their fur is really soft. And so I know a harpoon. Okay. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's like you could put it on a pillow. It'd be so soft to sleep on.
Are you suggesting I shave a harpoon bald and stick it into a pillow? That seems like a bad idea. Am I get bit or worse?
No.
Or dead.
Right. No, what I was thinking was, like, I could get you some harpoon fur, and you could just have it. It'd be a really cool thing to have. It's, like, really soft. You'd be surprised. I mean, it's, like, the softest fur you've ever touched in your life.
I'm afraid I don't understand why I would need harpoon fur.
That's because you've never touched it.
Do you have any examples of harpoon fur on hand I could try?
I can in a little while when my friend Ruben gets here.
So your harpoon friend is going to let you sell his fur.
Yeah, he's really nice.
Right. He's shaking his head.
I'm not going to sell like trade. Like, you know, like I'll give you a little bit of fur and you give me maybe a little bit of reduced price on the goods.
For what counts effectively is space dog hair. I mean, no disrespect to harpoons or anything.
No, I understand that, but have I told you how soft it is?
A few times, yes, lad, you have.
Right, okay.
I'm just a lot to admit it. Is this magical properties in this?
It's. I mean, the fur is magically soft. I would suggest that you, like... So, yeah. I mean, I was just thinking about that because I love his fur. Oh,
delicious.
And do you know where I could get some harpoon shampoo? He said he's got the special shampoo, and we had a really tragic accident where we crashed on a planet. I think he's old, and so I think he kind of forgot about that he needs this special
shampoo. What, a bathe?
Yeah, well, he's old.
Do old harpoons forget to bathe?
This one does.
Why would I want an unbathed harpoon's hair?
Well, I'll bathe him before I give you the fur. I mean, that would be ridiculous to give you. It's still soft, even though he hasn't bathed, like, in a week.
My dog, when it gets wet, it stinks.
It's not. I mean, no offense, but this is a harpoon, not a dog.
I understand that.
Okay, all right. I said no offense.
Not to compare the two. No offense meant either. I'm just saying. An animal with a creature with fur, when they get wet and don't bathe, they smell bad. And you want me to put it into a pillow to sleep at night? I don't need to sleep and do so.
That's a good point. So, okay, well, that, I mean, it was just an idea I had. Because, you know, it's probably, I don't know how much it's going to cost to go to Eureka. I'm hoping like 5,000 credits.
Oh, that's a long ways away from here.
Right. Is it going to be like 5,000 credits, you think?
Sure. Or,
okay, all right. Yeah, that'll be great.
Only about four, probably. You just spin more here to make it a long journey. You'll need to buy more electronics. We got the new four-dimension video game system.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah.
That's the tickles.
Not the fourth dimension. Wait, no, that is, sir, but...
So if you really want to roll a broker skill, and you could try to convince him
so great to accept
all right,
used
so
wet harpoon fur.
All right, and so that was a great sales pitch, by the way.
It was you should think about
it. And then you go into how he hasn't bathed in forever.
So I'm effectively at a -4 on this roll.
How are you at -4?
Because I have no broker skill, and his social is a -1.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Social is a 4, right? So, yeah, I'm a -1. So that would be, what did I say, I'm a -4 on this roll? Mm-hmm. So that would be a 2.
So he...
called the police.
This particular salesman's like, well, I'll let you keep the fur.
Okay. I mean, I hadn't really...
So tempting as it might be to have...
Okay. Well, maybe my friend Ruben will come back here... And you could just pet him.
That seems like a bad idea. Okay, maybe not as bad as shaving one bald to make a pillow, but pretty bad.
All right.
I'm going to go get to things, and you can just shop around.
Okay.
I have to find some more things you weren't expecting to see here.
Okay, great.
And he walks away. Good God, he's still in a pillow of a raccoon's head. Is the world coming? What is the space, the universe coming to? He goes off and he finds your things. And,
would he have a field medical kit? Did I ask for that?
You did not, so he's walking away.
Okay. Oh, hey! And do you have a field medical...
God, gravy.
Do you have a field medical kit? Or could I get to go, like, to the first aid store to get that?
Probably a good idea. We call them pharmacies.
Okay.
First aid stores, I don't know, maybe on Eureka they call them that, too. The doctor's office, maybe?
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, I'll go there. That's good.
Yeah, survivors are us.
Believe me, it's a jungle on Yance. So,
he's like, yeah, you can just go to the pharmacy. There's just one around the corner.
Okay, great.
So to speak, it's a rounded hallway. It's not a corner.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I understand that. Good. Reuben the Harcoon may not understand that, though, because he's a Harcoon. I don't know if they have corners, so...
He just looks at you kind of confused. What now? Why would the Harcoon not have corners?
I don't know. I don't know much about Harcoons. They have really soft fur.
I'm going to get you things, Clyde.
Okay, great.
You like your spunk, but... All right.
He walks off shaking his head.
Oh, I just want to say that every bit of that was worth it.
Oh my God.
All right. I could do that about 5 times.
No, totally worth it.
I want to take group Tassan shopping.
A whole role playing game of Tassan shopping.
And just come up with new
it's a new campaign.
Right, yeah. Spin off podcast.
So it's going to be like a podcast where it's actually Tassan talking about
interviewing random people.
Reviewing traveler products.
A Tassan podcast.
That would be great.
All right.
Oh, man. I found the crew salaries.
Oh,
way.
Yay.
Okay.
Thank you.
What page was that on?
145, I think.
Page 145 of the rule book. For all the dutiful listeners sitting with the rule book in hand.
Yeah.
Right. So, just so you know, Mason, including the field medical kit, it would be about 3,100 credits for what Tassan listed.
Okay. 31. That's way cheaper than I was anticipating.
Well, yeah, everything's pretty cheap because, like I said, he doesn't think they'll have the computer he wants. Or, he would check them out and be like, yeah, these are all not what I want. So the robot's only 500 because it's like a Roomba, right?
Mm-hmm.
The field medical kit is 500. The personal safe is 600. The sleep inducer is 1,000. And the sphere of solace is 500. So he can't. What I really wanted to buy was the sonic sweat and stain remover, but that's tech level 13. So
why?
Because he's Tassan. He wants to clean his clothes. So Tassan wouldn't shower, but he would like sonically remove the sweat and stains from his clothes. Oh. Sonic. I mean, he would do that. I mean, he's not.
Yeah. So it's a space steamer.
Yeah. Or basically, yeah.
Nice. Oh. Okay.
Well, I know of a device. You put your clothes in it.
Right.
And they come out. They're all nice and tidy. It's called a bag of folding.
A bag of folding?
A bag of folding.
All right. That sounds pretty good. I was hoping my domestic servant could do it, but I can't.
So he comes back and says, all right, I got your things.
Oh, great.
I expect you to have more to say after that.
No,
Well, that's good. We'll go check it out then.
Okay, great.
Just meet me over here at the checkout stand. And
okay.
Odo.
All right. No, it's okay. No.
Go ahead.
Okay. No.
Do we come into the store by the time he's checking out?
Yeah. So this is about the time you guys walk in, and he's like walking over in this.
I walk in a huff over to the counter and glare at Tassan and then pull
Ruben.
Off a chunk of my fur and put it on the counter and say, there!
See, I told you!
Just for the record, I did not ask for this.
You didn't?
No, I
didn't. What the hell, Tassan?
The lad come in and he's been telling me that I could make a pillow.
Sir,
could
you touch the fur? Please?
He wanted you to make a pillow out of my fur.
Well, that was a suggestion. I don't know if
I wanted
he wanted me to. I don't want he puts his hand. I don't want any trouble with you. I don't.
You were going to shave me and make a pillow out of my fur.
No, he suggested. He said, have you ever touched Harcoon fur? It's so soft you can make a pillow out of it.
You know I love your fur.
And so
he said
he'd trade it for a discount. And I said, no, thank you. And then he told me, and by the way, you don't smell all that bad for not showering.
Thank you.
Because you probably showered on the
ship.
I'm very tidy.
It made it sound like you haven't bathed in like forever. And then I was very more confused.
In fact, if there was like a Harkoon salon, I'm like blow dried and it's a little puffier.
You know those dogs? Those dogs, when they get like blow dried, and they're like little puff balls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like the cowardly lion.
But only male Harkoons do that. That's a masculine thing in the male Harkoons.
Like I would get a little angrier, but this is Tassan we're talking about. So
is he always like that? Well, good for you to bring him. You have crew? What are you?
He's a young kid. We have hope that one day he'll someday.
But someday?
You're 22?
26.
26? Hey, yeah. He's not that young. He looks to be about 26. Well, you look younger.
Yeah. Sam looks like he's 16.
He's pretty young, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, but Ruben, I mean, your fur really is soft. Remember how when we were all busted up on Yance and I was bleeding and I think my spleen was in two? And remember, I hugged you, and your fur was so soft, and it helped me feel better. And I thought this guy might like that. And
my fur does have a soothing effect on some people.
See, I told you this is.
Well, he wasn't kidding me, was he?
On the counter, right? Oh, see,
he's like holding it.
It is soft.
I know.
And go
right?
ahead, give it a sniff. It smells a little bit like this nice Harkoon shampoo that they use at the salon.
Well, it's not bad.
See, I told you. Would you want more? I mean,
I don't think he's too happy that you wanted him to.
Yeah,
well,
just
this part.
Just use that as a souvenir. That'd be okay.
All right, a tuft of.
Instead of making a pillow, you can just wrap it up and put it kind of under your pillow. That way, you'll have the full effect of the Harkoon full.
I think I could figure out some way to make a profit. Yeah. I mean, to do something with this.
Yes, I've heard that if you bundle it into a key fob attachment, sort of a keychain type element, it's good luck.
Sir, you'll have to excuse me. I don't know what this old man's talking about, but that's really weird. So,
more weird than shaving a harpoon to make a pillow.
Well, I mean, for some people, I mean, you know.
All right.
Okay. So
you can brew
all this stuff here.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, thanks.
You could brew some tea with the fur. It has a strong fertility effect. I'm just making that up for Tassan's sake.
Can I have some fur?
He's like, well, I. All right.
That's just a joke. That's a little Harkoon humor for you. Sorry about that.
That's a good one.
Very little.
He
just looks confused. Like, I don't know what's happening.
This is the weirdest shoppers that have ever come into my store.
It doesn't really translate.
I've seen a lot of weird shoppers.
It doesn't really translate into your language. But.
So I think I would have laughed otherwise. I'm so the young lad and all his energy, and then you come in angry, pull just ripping hair off your shoulder, and then I'm thinking I'm gonna die now. So I'm just, it was funny. I'm just...
That is fine. Just don't shave me, please.
Well, I wouldn't think of it.
Thank you.
Stop
bartering with my hair.
Okay.
Yes,
lad,
that's a good recommendation.
I wouldn't bite you, if anyone, I'd bite Tassan.
I see where that could be wrong. I understand now. I mean, it makes sense. I mean...
So he, rings you up and gives you the price there.
Okay.
I mean, as high strung as you may be and energetic.
Right.
How well do you know computers?
Oh, I know them really well. That's like when I went to college, that's what I majored in. And before college, I grew up on Eureka, and so I was always working on computers.
Good. I've heard you talking aloud to yourself, I'm assuming,
right,
before your friend showed up about not liking the tech you found here.
Right. Well, it's not that I don't like it. I was looking for something higher tech. And so, that's it. You actually have really good wear, so I really like it.
So he leans across the table and motions for you to lean in closer.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I'm getting really close to the mic.
And he leans in and whispers just to you.
Okay. Like,
never mind. He looks over to Ruben. He motions for Ruben to lean closer.
And while he's leaning closer just so he won't listen, and I say, Tassan, show Jadis your new Roomba.
Oh, yeah. Hey, check
what
this out.
What have you got there?
I take it to the remote control and start making my room to go around the off the...
I didn't... So this is whispering, but I'm going to talk so fast. So whispering to Ruben, he says, look, I didn't want to tell it to the kid directly because I'm afraid he might blurt something out loud and that would be a problem for everyone involved. But if he's not happy with... If he's interested in the more willing, I should say, to go the more seedy route, you can find some... wares of his in the black market. It does exist here.
Oh, that is pretty wise of you not to
Tell the little, the loud one. Yeah, I figured it would be a bad idea.
But he is really good at computers. That's why we kind of keep him around.
Well, as weird as he might be, I like the kid. I like his energy.
Overall, he's a good kid. We like him too.
And the fact that he had the gumption to try to sell me your fur without even telling you about it. I feel like I'm changing to Irish, maybe. I don't know.
That's awesome. I actually love it.
But carry it's on, in space, so it's fair. So if you think he could be trusted to go looking in the metaphorical underbelly of the vessel, the ship, there's places I can send you to look.
Tell me where they're at, and then if I think it won't work, I just will not mention it to him.
Ah. You want to find Norgel? N-O-R-G-E-L.
Uh-huh.
Norgel has... He knows some things. You find him... He likes to hang out in... What's a good name for a bar? Because that's where all under-seedy people hang out, is in a bar.
That's
even
right.
In space.
A bar. Let's see. Let's say the... Golden Bullet?
Okay, there it is. Norgel hangs out in the Golden Bullet. It happens to be on the other side of the space station, but you can go over there and get him to admit he does what he does.
All right, thank you for the tip.
All right.
Like you said, 50-50 for...
Aye.
Actually, 20-80, but...
More likely, yes. Either way, he's a good kid. So perhaps maybe you don't want to get him all tangled up and such things. There goes my accent.
Yeah. We'll see. I'll consult with the other adults of the group and we'll make a
good on you.
A decision.
Hey, I was looking around and I was wondering, you don't happen to have a... Because you have some pretty cool stuff. Do you have like a sonic sweat and stain remover? I mean, it's kind of a high-tech item and I didn't know. No offense. Like, I mean, it's just, you know, I was wondering.
It's a TL-13 item. Mm-hmm. And this is a 12 planet, so...
Yeah, but it's a space station, so
yeah,
there's always...
Right, yeah, he might have traded with somebody or the ship come in or whatever.
Oh. It's one shy.
Oh.
I was like, if I roll an 8, okay. I'll have it, and I rolled a 7.
Okay.
I'm afraid I don't have that line. I sold the last one.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, probably, maybe I'll find one in Eureka. But
well,
thank you.
Well, you're sure that Eureka's quite a place.
Yeah. That's my hometown. That's my home country.
Is it?
My home world.
Is it? Now, I used to live on Eureka.
Oh, did you really?
Aye.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
I lived there... pretty much my whole life until I went to work for Glaxon Megacorp, and then they transferred me, and then I left there, and then I met these guys, and now I'm going back to Eureka.
All right.
Right. Yeah. Well, you asked, so I thought I'd tell you.
I don't think I did.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure I just said, you're from Eureka, I'm from Eureka, and then you just divulge the rest of the information willy-nilly.
Right. Right. Well, it's important.
You should be careful about that, kid.
Okay. Yeah,
you can get your friends. You can say the wrong thing to the wrong people and get your friends killed.
Okay.
Would you?
Not that I'm. That's not a threat. I'm not threatening you.
No. You're so just, nice. You're so nice.
Would you give him a discount if you made a pillow out of his hair?
I'll give you a discount if you make one and let me watch.
No, it's not good. I like my hair.
No, we got it. I'm just kidding.
All right, okay. Right. Whoa, that was close.
Yeah, it's not a lot up there anyway. How long is Tassan's hair? Shortcut?
I mean, it's like scraggly. I see him, I don't know, kind of scraggly. Maybe almost, maybe a lot like your hair. So maybe, I don't know.
Oh, so sexy.
Yeah. Dead sexy. Right? So yeah, but I mean.
Handsome fellow.
Yeah.
I would have taken the wispy mustache.
He definitely has the wispy junior high mustache.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So you conclude your business here at Delgon's Emporium.
And then I'll go next door and get a medical kit.
All right, so you go next door and that's a much more mundane experience.
Yeah.
Then Ruben has some information, or we can skip forward to...
Can you tell me how much I guess I already know how much my shares is, so I guess I would run back to the ship and pay my passage.
Unless you were able to transfer it from where you were.
Oh, yeah, if that's possible.
Or you could... They paid for you, and then you pay them back.
Oh, okay, something like that, yeah.
We worked it out.
End of the day, the money gets
I do tell them that we have dinner arranged with Buzz.
Okay, great.
So, guys, if you're interested in some...
Oh, yeah.
Some Cajun food, he's might be interested in coming with us to be our cook on the ship.
Right.
Our ship waiting for us on Eureka. And at the very least, we get a meal tonight, some good company with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's expecting us at 6:30. So
perfect.
Perfect.
Okay. So want to fast forward to dinner?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So you fast, dinner time shows up, it comes, and you guys all show up, and you knock on the door, and the door opens, and there's Buzz, and he's grinning ear to ear. He's like, "Oh, Ruben, you." I'm trying to do a Scottish Cajun accent.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't even know.
Remember,
we just realized that Buzz is the shopkeeper.
That's right.
He's schizophrenic.
This is the problem of jumping around accents.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Buzz. The bayou. I'm in the bayou. Okay, get back into the accent.
What was the
now.
Sound, Ruben?
You came back to the. You came back. Oh, God, I'm stuck.
We have killed the game master.
I'm stuck. So I'm going to skip the accent because I'm stuck there. And maybe it'll come back.
Buzz, hey.
So Buzz like, oh, come on in.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Yeah, I didn't mean that Scottish one deserves.
You remember Jadis, of Scott course. And
I do. He shakes your hands.
Smells good.
And for Jadis and Tassan, it just smells like very fragrant and very tasty. Space gumbo, but Ruben is like you're punched in the face with sense,
because
your sense of smell is better, good or bad, up to Ruben, you. But it's just like for you, you're like whoa, and for them, like, oh, it smells good, right?
I think it's just like for any person, any human person, some people like really spicy, some people don't. So I just happen to like the extra punch. So
yeah,
I like
sense. That makes sense. So he invites you in, you sit down for gumbo, and he gives you gumbo, and then he's got like some breadsticks. To go along with it, and he's going on about the breadsticks are all made from scratch, and he's super excited, and they're nice and delectable, and it's all really good. And he's like, "So you want to hire me in a ship, do you?" I'm doing it again. I'm not going to do it. I'm done with the accent. It's because I played that Scottish character for 2 years, and now when I go to that accent, it's easy to get stuck.
Oh, okay.
So you want to hire me?
Buzz will come back. I talked to the guys about it. Like we said, of course, we're love to have you if the offer doesn't work out. And it works out better for you to stay here. That's fine, too. We won't be offended or anything. Just wanted to see if it might be something of interest. And I think Jadis might have put together... you were looking up how much it might cost to
hire. So a ship steward is $2,000 a month. As average pay, right? I mean, it varies.
I think we would pay that.
Yeah.
So that what you're going to offer him?
So is that what we're going to offer him?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, you promised, so outside the very shot, before we would have gotten to the room, I mean...
Yeah, you had time to have a conversation before you got here, so... Yeah.
So, Ruben, I think, didn't you offer him a little bit of, like, on the high end or something?
I don't know what I offered. I was I was enthusiastically talking to him, but... I like him a lot.
You gave him his own room.
He should have his own room.
You offered him full control of the kitchen.
Full control of the kitchen.
Mm. Like no one else has a say on what goes in the kitchen.
Did you mention the Rimward Orthodox dietary requirements?
He didn't. I told him about you, and you have some particular...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no meat on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
I don't know if he'll actually make it, but I told him about it.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Well,
did you tell him about my dietary needs? I like Yoo-hoos. And
Snickers bars. Yeah.
Right. Caffeine drinks, bananas, and Snickers bars.
Yeah, he rolls the Snickers bars in cayenne pepper.
Okay, I'll try it.
Yeah, give it a shot. It's good. It's good. Keep you up all night.
Okay, great.
So you can program more.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'll be doing.
Yeah, so
sharing a room with someone.
Right.
So I think before we get there, Ruben, I think we should offer him the standard rate if he's getting his own room.
Well, if we say $1,500 too low if he's getting his own room out of it? Because that's part of like
I was gonna ask you guys.
Usually, well, first of all, let's pull his specs up on the ship. Can do we even have room for his own room?
I was gonna ask you guys. Would you guys hire me as the computer guy for the ship? How much does that pay? You think?
I think so. We're gonna have to talk to Admiral Kane because he's kind of
he's got the deep pockets.
That's a fair point.
I'm not sure if
he doesn't have any ship shares.
So yeah, you don't have any ship shares,
right?
But I'm sure we would love to have you as our computer guy.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, I'd like my own room and a little bit more money than Buzz.
We'll give you everything in Yoo-hoos.
I do like a good Yoo-hoo.
So is there room for...
This is our guy.
So Buzz have his
we are looking at a map of our a ship that's waiting for
us. He can have his
us.
Own room that is shared.
His own room that is shared.
Well, that's fine. We'll tell him that. We'll tell him that I might have misspoken. Maybe we can bump the salary up.
I mean, he can have his own galley that he cooks our food in.
Yeah. Oh,
bless you.
Excuse me. Game Master has sneezed.
Yes.
It looks like all the rooms
pepper
are shared.
And the, that's and right. The gumbo.
All the rooms are... Well, there's,
I think there's one room.
There's two rooms up here that have single beds. For the listeners, we have a floor plan for a free trader out that's really nice and in color. And they're trying to figure out the space.
So I know Kane and myself, since we own the ship shares, will probably... Is there not... Do we get our own rooms? Kind of like...
I would assume Admiral Kane wants his own room.
At least Admiral Kane.
I have my hammock. So that you don't have to give me. I mean, I can really set that up in your room, Ruben. Because Ruben, we could snuggle.
If you want to look at page,
I know you like my fur.
I do.
In the books, 166 to 169. There's a free trader and a far trader, and they have the diagrams. So if you want to see like additional diagrams of these floor plans,
okay.
But yeah.
Yeah. So I think the non-shipshare crew, and this size ship. Having your dedicated room is more extravagant than we can really offer.
Okay.
So we might have to dial that back, but you can.
That's
you
fine.
Know.
I don't mind telling him I made a mistake.
Yeah.
I'll own up to it.
Sure. So, yeah, I think. And what were you thinking for the salary for Buzz?
So just the standard bin. The then 2000. Maybe that'll be a point for him to negotiate up since he's not getting his own room.
These stairs here.
I don't see if there's anything more than two rooms.
No, and if you look at the diagram in the book on the page 167, give or take, there's actually, they give you some more rooms, like there's rooms here and are here,
oh,
I think.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
These on this particular floor plan, these are double bunks.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I
can
see
that. It'll be a crew of four.
Yeah.
I'm sure Kane would gladly share a room with Tassan.
Nah, maybe Ruben.
That's probably very true.
Okay, so we'll clarify that with him and see what he says.
With
Buzz.
So you tell Buzz, so you come in and you tell him he doesn't get a room?
Say, I apologize. I promised you your own room. I was looking at the floor plans of the ship, and I remembered the floor plan wrong. So it would be a shared room, but you'd still get your own galley. Still be in charge of what goes on in the kitchen, meals that are served. That is your domain. So it's essentially, you do get your own room. It's just a galley. You could even sleep there if you wanted.
I have a hammock you could use.
No, I want a room with a... Gosh. I want a room with a bed. So, I'll tell you what. We'll make it. Normal rate is for your run-of-the-mill cook is 2,000.
And you are no run-of-the-mill cook.
No, I'm not. So, I would have accepted that if I had my own room. So we'll do... I'll take 2,800 a month.
What if we could do 2,500?
Hmm.
28, you're definitely worth the 28. I'm just thinking we're starting our own business with this, and we might not be able to afford that.
We'll make a broker check.
Right off the bat.
Yeah. And I suppose it's, Ruben, perhaps the more than 2,000 credit fee would, the salary would be, we'd be more apt to pay if, Buzz, you could do some other duties. Like
steward job is, if we're going to ever have people, the steward job is important.
Well, it's true,
yeah,
but
2,000 is for the steward, it's not just cooking food.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so he's covering all steward and cooking.
Yeah, he's already like that's
okay.
Right.
If you're transporting people, that's
really steward's cool. really right. important. Yeah.
And out of character, remind me, wasn't Buzz good with a gun or something else?
He had a gun one.
Yeah. So I think Buzz,
dice were just way in Buzz's favor.
Yeah,
that
but
night.
Buzz, we've seen you in action with your gun. So I think if you could be a very multi-purpose crew member. Perhaps security detail when we're away from the ship and you might have to guard the ship. I think that could command a higher salary. Just do what we've already seen you do.
Yeah. So an 8 I got total. 11 minus 3.
Okay. He'll take 2,500. I'll take 2,500.
All right. We'll see what we can do about obviously all of us getting bonuses as we start bringing in business, but that'd be great if we'd love to have you on board for for that. So
now I don't do you have funds to get me to where we're going?
Already paid for.
All right, then I'm in.
Good job.
Very good.
Glad to have you aboard.
And by the way, this gumbo is like, you've never had anything like this.
Awesome.
Everywhere, anywhere.
Awesome.
Nice. All right, so you've hired yourself a steward.
Do you have sometimes like a nice after-dinner bone to gnaw on? Do you have a...
He finds. He's got one.
Okay.
He finds like a
good
chicken bone. Yeah, like, do you bury it?
Yeah, I'll take it back to my room and kind of bury it in the
nice
in a drawer.
So he agrees to go with you. So you have a ship steward. Is there anything else you want to do in the ship, or do you want to fast forward to leaving?
There was some shopping I wanted to do to get bullets for my ACR, and if available, and if it doesn't get me in trouble, I want to see if they have various grenade types for my ACR. That may not be available, but
I'll and would his try. Weapon shop also have armor? Just, I mean,
we guess they would have some armor.
Okay, all right.
That's
okay.
Tech level appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay, so well, it is. For an armory if there is one on the space station.
Yeah, there's one. The way it works is when you buy weapons and armor that's illegal, they have it shipped to... Here's my baggage claim locker.
Okay.
It gets sent down there, and then when you... Or if you're on a ship, they send it to your ship.
Okay.
Yeah. So you buy it, you just don't carry it around with you.
Okay. So I've got an inventory of just... bullets and ammo.
As long as the grenades are within the tech level,
okay,
then you can find some.
Okay,
because in this level of time, in this time period, this level of technology, grenades aren't—they're only banned in certain places. But when you're flying around space, there's space pirates and all sorts of stuff. So it's kind of like, unless it's like high tech military grade stuff, like yeah, sure, you want grenades, you can.
Okay, because there's amber zone planets that you might crash
into. Exactly. Like they just know, hey, some people buy them and they go hunting on amber zone planets.
Oh, right. That's true, too.
Heck, some go to red zone planets and hunt, even though it's illegal, mm-hmm. right? So it's a very different time, right? So it's more about where you can or can't take them. So in this case, getting general frag grenades, you can get them.
Okay, great.
Barring you don't have a criminal record. But great.
Okay.
Which you don't have yet.
Yet.
Yeah. So,
was someone in here selling illegal harcoon fur?
So you can write, just not make here. Sure you,
right,
you know,
record what we
record
bought.
Record what you bought and how much it cost you.
Okay. Got it.
And it will be, and you give them your ships, they say, okay, we'll have it sent to your locker and then it'll be with you when you leave.
So does this armory have, like, archaic armor?
Ooh, like, what do you mean, like...
Like D&D, like D&D type of armor? Or, yeah, like archaic.
Like full, no, they don't have. Not
like
here.
A suit of armor?
Yeah, okay. I was just curious.
And Ruben, you wanted crossbow
bolts.
I don't know if
would
that's...
they have that?
Not in the space station.
Rats.
Crossbow bolts?
Yeah. What is that?
That'd be like a hunting
It's a TL3.
Equipment. Yeah.
Yeah, you can get crossbow bolts.
Okay.
If not here, you can find it somewhere on the station. Okay. It's a large station.
So okay. I'm just upping my supply to 40.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Jadis, I was thinking about, after being on that planet, Yance...
Yep.
I was thinking, I was searching through the catalog, and for a really good price, I can get a full set of plate armor. What would you think? Would that be useful?
You mean like...
Like plate mail?
Like knights in shining armor?
Yeah,
like
it looked really cool. Like I played this video game where my character
4,000 years ago back on Terra?
Yeah.
I don't even think those stories are true, but that they ever wore armor.
I played this video game, and my guy had that kind of armor, and man, I was really hard to beat, and it's not really that expensive if you can find it on a planet. I was thinking for the next time we crash, maybe I could get it... I could have that... What do you think?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, okay, well...
So, but I tell you what, when we get back to your room, I will watch you once we're on jump.
Right.
I will come and I will play that video game with you.
Oh, okay. Oh, I love that. All right.
You know, they do have like mess kits with metal plates. What if you got a bunch of those and kind of...
Ruben, that's ridiculous.
Kind of put them together and like wore it.
That's plate mail.
That's plate mail, yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. What is that what y'all do on Harkoon...
You can put a pot on your head.
Yeah, yeah. It works great for harcoons.
Okay. Well, that's not for humans. This guy, really, Jadis? I mean, he was in the military?
So, sorry, they don't have... That's just a very niche item.
I know.
So, it's just not located.
I mean, you still thought the idea of Tassan in full plate mail is
I do too. Epic. Think, carry it.
Think of the stealth checks. Oh, no.
It's DM minus two.
So any other...
No.
No,
I think we're good.
Heartworm pills, maybe.
Since the referee basics, took 88% of my total money to get back to Eureka.
Isn't this amazing? I loved how no one tried to even remotely attempt the guy to take you to anywhere else. Like he's like, "Hey, I'm going to Methodia." He was like, "Okay." Like there was no, I expected like bartering and negotiation.
We were so desperate to get
happy
off,
to get off the planet.
We would do anything. They're like, "You'll be indentured servants for 7 years."
Okay.
Anything to get off Yams.
Yeah. Okay. So are we done shopping?
Yep. I'm done. Yeah.
Okay. So it's time to go. You guys go and you find the Neelius. You get on the Neelius and the Captain Kegel greets you. He's like, "Ah, so you decided to book us for passage, huh?"
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't wait to go to Eureka. Do you get a home world discount?
Nope. But okay. We are going to Claudia first on the way, and that just so happens we picked up some extra passengers.
Okay, great.
And the Tassa family. The Lasset family. Sorry, the Lasset family. The Lasset family. The Lasset family.
Oh, I was thinking Lassie from Harkoon.
The little girl, yeah.
The one that has the baby.
The mini Reuben doll.
She has little Reuben.
And they're surprised to see you, and there's a warm greeting, and everybody's happy. But, I mean, they're going to Claudia. So.
Wow. Okay. That's awesome.
Where's Keith Narwin going?
Keith Narwin is not on this vessel, so you don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you didn't go look for him. But
Mr. Admiral Kane wanted to hire him, but I don't think we can afford him.
Yeah, I think we're...
He's really good surgeon.
Between a doctor and a cook, I always take a cook.
Yeah. I don't know. If you took all the damage I took on you, so I'd prefer a medic.
You may die, but you'll be well fed when you
die. Healing you would have done.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So he undocks.
Free sound effects.
He flies off. I don't know what that was. It was bad. He flies off and he enters jump. And that's where we'll end today's episode. Dun, dun, dun. I'm going to try to do that every time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for season.
Thank you, everybody.
Episode 9. Yes.
Yep, episode 9.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, you guys, for coming.
Yep.
And
thanks, Mason.
We will see you next time.
Good.
All right. Traveler out.